Okay, back to the things that were the bottom part of the suit. What would you call work clothes? The farmer might wear. With the straps that go over the shoulder?
Oh, overalls.
Okay, and what do you call the things that he might wear to hold his pants up? Not a belt, but the things...
Suspenders?
Any, do you know an old-fashioned name for suspenders?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of galluses?
No.
That's an old-fashioned name for suspenders. I'm writing down the page number that where I turned the tape over so I won't forget. Okay, if you went outside without your coat and someone went back to get it, he would say, here, I have blank you your coat.
I have brought.
Mm-hmm. And so then in the future he would say, I will
bring.
And yesterday I
brought.
Okay. And if you stuffed a lot of things in your pockets, it would make them... they were so full, they would...
Bulge.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
Right.
And if your old clothes wore out, if a man's old clothes wore out, he would have to go to town and buy a brand
new.
What?
Suit.
Okay. Then if you washed something and it was not sanforized, it might, meaning get smaller, it might
shrink.
And yesterday it
shrunk.
And it has
shrunk.
Okay. And if a girl likes to put on pretty clothes and a lot of makeup and stand in front of the mirror, you say she likes to
primp.
What would you say about a man who likes to do that? Does a man primp?
No. I don't have just one word for that.
Do you have a name for a man that likes to wear fancy clothes all the time? Ever hear that kind of man called a jelly bean?
No.
That's an old-fashioned term, again, very old-fashioned. What would you call the little container that a woman might keep change in?
A jar?
That you put in your larger thing. Well, what do you call a big thing that a woman carries?
A purse.
And then what's the little thing that would just hold change?
A wallet.
I actually even have one in here. I think. If I can
change
find
first.
It. Yeah, okay. I won't even bother getting it. Okay, that's fine. And then, what would a woman wear around her wrist?
A bracelet.
Mm-hmm. And around her neck?
A necklace.
Suppose it were a lot of, say, wooden, little wooden things on a string that's... Not necessarily wooden. They might be plastic or glass or...
Chain?
Beads is what I was trying
beads,
to describe.
Okay.
Would you ever say a string of beads or a strand of beads, or what would you say about them?
String.
Okay. Then, what would you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
Would you ever call it a parasol?
No, I've heard that word, but I wouldn't.
All right. Then, what is the last thing that you put on a bed, the fancy top cover?
Bedspread.
Mm-hmm. And you put your head on a...
pillow.
Did you ever see a pillow that was twice as long as a regular one?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
I don't know.
Do you know the word bolster?
No.
Okay. Well, if you saw one of those and it was a bolster, you might say that bolster doesn't go just part way across the bed. It goes...
all the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then... what is the thing that women make that keeps you warm, that you piece together?
Quilt.
Mm-hmm. And if you ran out of beds and you were having a lot of company, you might make up something on the floor for the children to sleep on?